Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. Like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
I didn't come here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself. I want them to beat me.
They're never gonna beat you.
They came close to that.
And I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Hold. You put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. But this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
Those of you jumping on the grind this morning, it's Tuesday, and you know what, we want to say great morning to everybody that's dialing in, you know, this morning to our Blog Talk Radio platform, to those of you that are jumping on Facebook, great morning. I'm standing right here by my side, you know, my BFF, Mr.
Standing
Nathan
by
Gray.
Your side.
Standing
so let's
right
do a
by
test. Let's do a test. I want to see if Pam, y'all can still hear Pam. That closer to your mouth. All right, there you go.
All right, I can do this. Okay, so I can move this closer, just like that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna get my ID.
I'm not gonna even dog you out this morning either.
You're not?
No. I'm not gonna do it.
No, I've accomplished a lot this morning.
I ain't dogging you out about what you've accomplished.
Give me some praise. I know. I'm still working on this. Like, listen, can we get some active participation in the
Let
morning?
Me tell you. No, it's not that.
No,
that's not what I'm talking about.
No.
You said give me some praise. Man. I'm like, look, let me tell you what we're going to talk about this morning.
Let me tell y'all something. I haven't talked to you a lot in 2 hours. Okay. I got up. What are we going to talk about? I got up, y'all. I've been on calls. Right, leadership calls and things of that nature. I've been on, and I got up and I boxed this morning. Didn't I tell y'all I was going to box yesterday? I said it, commitment. That's the word of the day, right, commitment. And so I said, you know what, I have to remember the things that I committed to. And you know what, getting this summertime fine body is one of them. So I had to go back and reflect, all right, because commitment means long after the moment is gone,
you don't make no excuses and you keep on going, right? So what are we talking about this morning, babe?
So here's what we're talking about. I'm ready to post this too. So this will give you guys a good idea. Excuse me. This will give you guys a good idea of how I think. I don't want to be closed-minded, but I want you guys to understand something about me because I can only account for me. All right. Pam has to account ultimately for herself. Right. So she has to create for herself. Right. She's got to create what feels good for her.
Right.
But for me, don't cheat off my paper. Pam is bad. I know. And I'm telling you right now, Pam used to be cheating in school.
I did not.
No, real talk. Pam, no, I don't want to hear that. Pam, every time I write something, if I'm writing something, y'all know what Pam doing. She's looking at my paper. So here's my post that I didn't get a chance to post, and I'm gonna post here in a minute, right? Pam was a cheater in school. She'd be cheating off other people's paper and stuff.
Catherine,
her little bag of candy and stuff.
Besides,
the true rewards for your success will not be the money and accolades received, but instead the freedom and legacy created. That's going to be your reward. So some of y'all are working for peanuts, but you ultimately trying to get gold. And when you're working for peanuts and you're trying to get gold, it don't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Can you repeat that quote one more time? Because I just went live on IG.
Okay, so y'all don't steal my quote. Everything I put out is pretty much me. Don't steal my quote, okay? But I'm gonna tell y'all this is what I'm getting ready to post. All right. So the quote is the true rewards for your success will not be the money and accolades received, but instead the freedom and legacy created. So what does that really mean? This show is about freedom. We're going to talk about freedom today. And what does freedom really mean to you? We've done this before in the past, right? We've talked about freedom. And everybody has their own system of value, right?
Right.
So if your system of value is, money and accolades, then you'll get money and accolades, right? If your system of value is freedom and legacy, then you'll get the money, the accolades, and the freedom and the legacy. So it goes back to four cases of money sitting on the table. And I use money because people relate more to money, right? But I'm going to tell you guys something in a minute. Four cases of money sitting on the table. They tell you to take what you want, but you only take two. Why? Because you're only going for two, right? Your mindset is I only want two when you should really want four. You should want everything that God has for you.
Absolutely.
Right?
You
so
nothing on the table.
Right. So it's like so it's like saying I can walk 1500 miles or I can fly 1500 miles. I'd rather fly 1500 miles and get where I'm going to go. And accomplish everything I want to accomplish, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing about freedom and legacy. Sometimes the freedom and the legacy gets blinded by the money and the accolades.
Mm.
Say that again. Sometimes the freedom and the legacy gets blinded by the money and the accolades. I know people that have no money and they're miserable. I know people that have tons of money and they're miserable. Mm. I know people that are loved and adored by the world and by their friends and family and they're miserable. And there's some flip-flops of that you can keep throwing in there. But I know some people that don't have a dime and they're happy.
Right.
Why? Why is that? Why? Let me pull that back a little bit. It's about to fall off the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So why? Why are they happy? Why are they happy and they don't have anything? Some of y'all know the answer to that, right? It's because they're free.
Yeah, free.
Freedom, to me, freedom is everything.
Absolutely.
Me being able to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, the way I want to do it, is really, that's the essence of it for me. Now, I'm not saying that that has to be your system of value. That's my system of value. And if in my mind, I can create. And if you think about you in your mind, if you can think about this in your mind, if you can create a level of freedom in your mind that says 2 + 2 truly in your mind may equal 5, and you're not concerned about the outside and what they think, right? Because you know that in the grand scheme of things, for you to get where you want to be, to feel the way you want to feel, to think the way you want to think, to be able to give out where you want to give out, the energy, the atmosphere that you want to create, then it has to be what you want it to be in your world, right? So that world also has to shake hands and translate to the outside world, right? In such a way that the outside world looks at your life and says, that guy's free. That girl's free, right? How do you get free? Is freedom a physical thing, or is freedom a mental thing? That's the question today. Is freedom a physical thing, or is freedom a mental thing, or is it both? Because for me, Pam will tell you, I don't like people telling me what to do. I did that for 4 years straight in the military. And some in high school, because I was in the military, JROTC. Mm-hmm. I don't want you telling me what to do. When you tell me what to do, I do the opposite. When you tell me I have to, let me put it that way. That's different, right? Because I can take coaching. I can take coaching all day long. Tell me what I need to do, all right, if I'm not doing it. But don't never tell me what I have to do,
right?
Because my freedom is valuable. When you tell me that I have to do something, then I feel like you're ripping my freedom away from me, my freedom of choice. And the big man don't do that.
That's right.
Right?
You're right.
So when we look at what freedom really, really is, it's not you going out vigilante style and saying, doing whatever you want to do, hurting everybody in the world and saying, you know what, F them. It's just me. You see what I'm saying? Freedom is a mindset.
It is.
So the freedom that you create has to bless others. The freedom that you create has to enable others to create. And it's about what you create. It's about what you're creating and how you're creating it, even more so how you're creating it. Because when you're creating it in such a system, in such a way that others can duplicate it, mm-hmm. that others can feel it, others can buy into it, others can lock arms with you and say, I want to be a part of what you're doing. That, man, I love that. That's free. It's a choice. Right. Yes.
And that's good. And I agree 1,000% with everything you just said. And, you know, I truly believe that freedom starts in the mind. You know, you got to be free mentally before it can ever manifest physically. So I think it's composed of both, you know, the mental and the physical, you know, as far as freedom. But you have to be free in the mind before anything can manifest, you know, on the exterior. You know, because anything that doesn't allow you to create, anything that, you know, goes against, you know, you being able to, you know, have that choice, you know, that say-in, that buy-in, whatever it is, literally it's bondage, you know, at the end of the day. It's just like you say, if God gives you the power of choice, then, you know, any situation, anything else that goes against that, it's not freedom. You know, I believe that the only way to create that physical freedom is to first and foremost change the mind, right? When we work on our mind and we understand the power of being free, also realizing that there's always a price to pay for freedom. But you're right, that freedom is you can create. You wake up and you're excited about life, right? You wake up and you're excited about the things that you're doing. And really and truly, you're right. It's not something that you just mean, you know, you just put out there like to heck with the world, but you're able to live the way that you desire to live, and you're working for the goals that you desire to have.
So let's start right there, because I like what you're saying. All right, but I want everybody to, you hear what Pam says, right? Pam is saying that freedom is you being able to wake up and be happy about waking up, being able to pop out of bed and boom, do what it is that you want to do the way you want to do it. I'm not there yet, right? Because I don't, right at this moment in my life, I don't wake up every morning happy and snip snap. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the transparent one. You know what I'm saying? I don't wake up, you know, I don't wake up just like, woo, let's go. Because I think I'm still grinding to really solidify some things.
Right.
And I think we have to pay attention to, I think we really, really, really have to pay attention. I'm going to go deep now, guys. I think we really, really have to pay attention to how we feel, mm-hmm. right? When you pay attention to how you feel and then not just pay attention to it, then you react
uh-huh.
to the way you feel. If I don't feel good when I wake up in the morning, there's something wrong.
Right.
There's either my pillow wasn't turned right, something that my neck ain't right. Something happened. Maybe I woke up. I didn't get enough sleep. There's something. But the key to figuring it out is to figure it out. The key is to okay, why did I wake up this way?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why did I wake up? Because for me, it could be something as simple as my pillow wasn't turned right.
Because
mm-hmm. you know we got them weird pillows, right? And I bought them, so it's my fault. But they're good when you sleep on them the right way.
Right. You sleep
right?
on them bad boys the wrong
yeah,
way.
They got the whole indentation for your head and everything
yeah.
is supposed to keep your shoulders,
flat,
you know, and keep all that your head where it's supposed to be.
Slide in the wrong
direction and sleep there for a period of time. Yeah, you're going to wake up feeling some kind of way, right? So you know, you can side, back, front, whatever you want to sleep
right.
on is good as long as you stay in that crevice.
Right.
And I believe that's a good analogy when it comes to life. I think we have to find that sweet spot in life that gives us the freedom that we desire. And when we find it, we have to figure out how to duplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people that have found it initially, and then all of a sudden they lost it. They lost it, and they're on that search to find that spot again. So to what you were saying, Pam, when you wake up, it's one thing for people to get on here and say, oh, shoot, we wake up and everything, the sun is shining bright every day, and birds are flying through our window in and out, you know, because we leave it open, you know, and we got flowers growing. I mean, we could tell you guys that, okay? But the reality is that's not the truth, right? This is the realest show ever, right? And the things we say to you guys are transparent so that you guys know. Right. That we struggle with the same thing that you guys struggle with. Right. I could put on this facade for y'all to say, man, I'm free as I can be. Do whatever. But reality is we still grinding.
Right.
Right. We're grinding to a point now to where we're in sacrifice mode. We're in legacy mode. Right. I believe in order to create legacy, you have to go through this sacrifice mode. You have to be in that vein. You have to find. You know, you're going to have those nights where you're not right directly in the sweet spot, and it's going to feel like you kind of got ran over by, you know, by a Mack truck sometime, right? Because you're so intently shooting for the moon, right? Because it takes a lot to get there. So I believe that once you get to a certain point, right, I believe, and I'm not saying that you have to grind and be uncomfortable until the day that you die, because I don't believe in that, okay? I believe that you grind and you find your sweet spot, right? You find your sweet spot. I'm being transparent with you guys and telling you, I have not found mine yet because there are things that I have not done yet that I know I should be doing.
Absolutely.
Right?
I feel the same way. Yeah.
So that's the freedom aspect of it. You're not going to feel free until you're creating the life that the things that create the life. Right. Nobody's going to wake up and be free just because they woke up and say, now I'm free. You can say it all day long. But when they come in to repossess your car, right, that don't feel like you're free.
Mm-mm.
When they put your house in foreclosure, that don't feel like freedom.
Right.
Right. When you lose your job, that definitely don't feel like freedom.
Mm-mm.
So we can wake up and say whatever we want. We say that words have power. Words have power to keep you still, and words have power to move you forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Words also have power to move you backwards. So a lot of us have gotten into that vernacular, Pam, to where we say things that just aren't true, right? Because we want people to perceive something a different way, right? So if it's not true freedom, if you're not there, then I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not there yet. I'm not truly, truly free, right? There are some liberties that I'm going to take to make sure that people aren't trampling on my freedom, right? I'm going to make sure that you're not getting ready to use Nate McCray, okay? I'm past that phase in my life. I'm half a century into this thing, right. And this second half of my life is going to be beautiful,
yeah,
right? So I'm working on some things. I'm getting my freedom intact. So when I wake up in the morning, you know, like this morning, I knew that there's, I'm going to be straight up with y'all. Now, can I be transparent? I'm always transparent with y'all. I woke up this morning and I had some things on my mind and I was getting ready to put some things in place and I was getting ready to send some stuff out to get some stuff done so that I can get to another level. And I'm sitting at my desk and Pam said something about the grind. And I was like, shoot, I forgot we were even doing the grind this morning. That's what I'm saying. It's normally me, right? Pam is saying, I forgot. Oh, right. We got to do the show this morning, right? You know, so I didn't, this morning, my mind was like, man, there's some things I got to put in place because God put some things, you know, on my heart last night. Really, I got beat up, you know, my dreams beat me up, right? So I'm like, why have I not done this, this, and this? I can't blame anybody else. It's all on me. So I'm sitting at my desk getting ready to get busy. Get busy. And then Pam walked up talking about the grind. I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to do the grind today. You know, as much as I love talking to y'all, there's something else that was on my mind that was, you know, that kind of trumped the grind today. But here we are.
Right.
Talking about freedom to you beautiful people.
That's good. You know, and sometimes a lot of times we don't realize that in the midst of the grind, you can't forget about the because you could be grinding for something, but there's other things that God is telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of the grind, you know, you forget about those things. And I know, and I definitely there too. You know, I definitely have not done a lot of things that God has told me to do. And you're right. We are the only ones that have the power to, you know, take that moment to realize and recognize that we are the ones that have to create. You know, if we don't slow down, because we have the freedom to create, right? But sometimes you could allow
and
yourself,
the ability.
Yeah, and the ability.
I like what you just said. Back up with your very first thing you said. You got to slow down. What?
You got to slow down in order to. And I think I said slow down in order to move forward.
No, you said you got to slow down in order to create.
Oh yes.
And that's what we said on the previous show. We said you got to slow down. Sometimes you have to slow down in order to move fast.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And so, and that's so true, where you got to take the time to really zone in on that stuff. And I know that definitely I've been guilty of that because God's been telling me to do some things for a minute. And, you know, again, he gives us that choice to do it or not to do it. And at the end of the day, there's always going to be a price that you have to pay when you don't listen and do the things that you should or shouldn't be doing. You know, but it's just a matter of really saying that, you know what, enough is enough. You know, it's crazy because, you know, you woke up like that and I woke up with the word, I woke up with the word commitment, mm-hmm. you know, on my mind. And I shared it, you know, earlier on a call that we do every morning. And literally, you know, that's one of the things that God had laid on my heart, you know. Commitment means for real that if you said you're going to do something, then stop allowing excuses, because anything that you move forward in, right, and begin to create, you now have allowed the excuses to take over. And so I had to realize that, you know what, I have the power to create. I have the power to become. I have the power to do the things that I said that I wanted to do, and even to fulfill the purpose that he's told me to do, you know, and even, you know, on a personal note, because, you know, you got to fulfill the personal things that God is telling you to do before you could ever, you know, even begin to, you know, walk, you know, do the things that God is telling you to do together, right? Which Nate and I, we have a purpose together, but we also have things that God is telling us individually to do. And, you know, and together, you know, we encourage one another. But it's so true to where you can get kind of lost in the sauce almost, you know, in the midst of the grind. And it kind of goes back to, you know, even what we talked about the other day, where, you know, we got to learn to do better, to live in the moment and grind for the future, you know, so that now we are able to really slow down in order to create, you know?
Smell the roses.
Yes, yeah.
Slow down, smell the roses.
Because
you
otherwise,
know,
that's
yeah.
not freedom.
Yeah, you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, some of you out there may be going through this stage in your life to where you know you should be further ahead, right? You know that there's things that you should be doing, but you don't. And what happens is the devil is very good. The enemy is very good at using you against you, right?
Oh,
very
right.
good at you against you.
Right.
And then when it can't use you against you, then it uses others against you.
Right.
So what happens historically to most people is that they tend not to focus intently enough on the thing that they need to do,
mm-hmm.
right? So that very thing that you know that you need to do, I don't care what it is, to get, and it typically starts with you. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about I got to get up earlier to make lunch for the kids.
Right.
No, I'm talking about what's going to make you a better person, because when you become a better person, you serve in a higher capacity.
Mm-hmm.
When you become a better person, you serve in a higher spirit of excellence.
Absolutely.
And it's about who you are becoming, right? That matters. So when you're waking up every day and that thing is burning in the front of your mind, like, I know I got to do this, but then you keep getting these phone calls, right? You get a phone call, you sit down at your desk to do something, and you start doing it, and how many of you have ever just started getting phone calls after phone calls after phone calls? You get text messages, and next thing you know, you're like a dog with a ball, right? You don't, you can't focus because you see all of this stuff happening around you, so you don't do it. You start focusing on other things, and you become the jack of all trades but the master of none.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't done anything, put anything in place for you, but you've solved everybody else's problem, and when the sun goes down on your day, the sun goes down on your productivity for that day. And it feels like the world is against you because you become that selfless person. And everybody thinks that's the most glorious thing, just to be selfless all the time. I'm just going to spend my whole self giving everything physically and mentally to everybody else. And yeah, you're tired and your body is hurting.
What you need.
Yeah.
Instead of your overflow.
Instead of your overflow. And that's good, Pam. And that's good.
Man,
your overflow is what, you know, and man, since we're talking about overflow, you know, we always talk about, you know, ministry and things of that nature. And we talk about the tithe and things of that nature. And people have this thing, and I'm just going to say it because this is the realest show ever. People have this thing to where they feel that, you know, God needs their money. Like, well, I got to give God my tithe. God don't need your money. He owns it. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, right? It's his. He created everything. It's his, right? So what am I saying? What I'm saying to you is what Pam just said. Your storehouse is your house, is your bank account. Give out of your overflow. Make sure that your stuff is taken care of first. Of course, God bless you to take care of it, right? God gave you the money, right? He said, you worked. Here's the money. Pay your bills. But why is more often than not people say, well, I'm going to go and give God his first. He don't need, he already gave it to you. So now the key is he gave it to you for you to take care of your stuff, right? So now you're taking care of it, right? And if you're taking care of it, you're putting some money in savings. Now your overflow comes into play. Now you can give out of that. So why is it that God gives us and then we turn around and give it, speak in the language that people understand. He blesses us
right.
with the ability to survive and thrive. And we turn around and give it back to him and then turn right around. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. We turn around and give it and give it to someone else and then turn around and ask him for it again. Right? So you're not in your overflow at that point. Now I get it. Sometimes you're going to sacrifice for people, right? And I'm using this analogy, guys, so that you guys get it, because this is an extreme analogy, and this is a sore spot for a lot of people, right? So what Pam and I do, and we're blessed every day, right? We give out of our overflow, right? We have dreams for us, our kids, and for everybody that we want to accomplish that we said we're going to do. So we make sure that stuff is done first because God blessed us with the ability to be able to do that, right? And then we bless people, right? We don't necessarily think that we have to tithe our money to a building. That's just not us, right? If God leads us to give an offering to a building, then we do. We don't feel obligated to do it. But we bless people, which is the true church. God's people are the true church. So you bless the person, cuts out the middleman. Okay, so that's the way we think in this house. And guys, we've been, ever since we really solidified that thinking, we've been tested and blessed every single day. And I'm not trying to take anything from going to a church building. I'm not trying to attack pastors or any of that, because y'all get real silent when I start talking about pastors and stuff, right? I'm not trying to attack pastors. I don't got nothing against pastors. I'm for God's people, for God's people. And God, if I have a direct conduit to God himself, then I have a direct conduit to God's people. I don't need to feel that I'm doing what God told me to do to bring it to here so it can be distributed to there. I can give it myself if that's what God is leading me to do. So I'm talking about overflow, guys, because when overflow works in every aspect of your life, right? It works in you overflowing mentally. That means you're feeding yourself personal development. You're putting good things in. So you're getting an overflow so you can give things back out. Right. You can give them out to people mentally, and you're feeding yourself physically. Right. Which means you got your body in a good place, which means now you're physical. You're fit enough to actually do God's work. You're actually fit enough to actually do the things that you want to do. Hang out with your kids, you know, not be winded going up and down the stairs, you know, not walk to the mailbox and feel like you're about to pass out. Right. None of that. You're taking care of God's temple. Right. And this is, I'm talking to somebody. You're taking care of the temple that the Holy Spirit resides in. I'm getting real spiritual on y'all today, right? You're taking care of the temple first, right? Now, once you take care of the temple, if you know how to take care of the temple, you can show somebody else how to take care of the temple. Overflow. Mm-hmm. Overflow, right? Financial overflow. Physical overflow, right? Mental overflow.
Right.
You can't tell somebody else to do anything that you have not done.
Right.
I can't tell you guys how to create if I don't create. I can't. That's why this show came into play. Giving real insight needed daily. This show was intended from day one to be unscripted. Right. If it ain't in, it ain't coming out.
That's right.
Ain't no cue cards. Ain't no teleprompters. So what's the grind for me is to make sure that I put stuff in. Right. I press myself, make sure that stuff is going in so that stuff can come out. If ain't nothing going in, nothing's going to come out.
That's true.
Have you ever been standing somewhere? You get so nervous. You get so nervous to a point to where you can't even talk. You feel like you're ready to pee on yourself. You feel like you're getting ready to, your knees get real weak. That's because you're not comfortable. You're not, it's not even, I'm not going to call that, I'm not going to call that, what do you call it, Pam? Butterflies. I'm not going to call that humility. I'm telling you right now, there's butterflies that you get, right? That you're going to get. We call that piece of it is, you know, I'm humble because I'm speaking before you guys right now. I'm giving you guys something that God gave me. I'm confident in that, but I'm humble because it's not me speaking. I allow God to speak through me, right? And I know you guys understand this concept, but what happens is when you know that you're working in the power and the ferocity that God gave you, then what does that mean? That means you're not afraid. Right. There is no such thing as a spirit of fear. You'll stop saying stuff like, well, you know, I'm shy. You know,
right.
You stop saying stuff like, well, I get scared
right.
when I got to
right.
talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
You stop. You just get into that moment when you say, well, there's something bigger than me that's speaking through me. And you can put yourself at ease because he's giving it to you because he put it in.
Absolutely. That's true. And when we realize that. You know, fear, the only fears that we have are the fears that we create.
That's
we
it.
Allow to take control because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. He's given us one of power, love, and a sound mind. So when we understand that, and I had to get to the point of understanding that because I used to allow fear to stop me. But just like you talked about, the, you know, even when it comes time to creating and just doing and, you know, mm-hmm. moving forward and things that we need to move forward and you talk about the enemy. Right, the enemy, those are the excuses. Those are the things that we allow, the distractions that we allow to come in and take over. And what came to mind was that quote, you know, there is no, what is it? If there's no enemy,
no enemy on the inside, then the enemy on the outside can do you no harm.
Can do us no harm, right? But we allow these things to take us off our game, to not be able to move forward in creating, to having the freedom that we desire and deserve to have, right? And I think that's a part of it too. You got to realize that you deserve it.
Right.
You know, because when you realize that you deserve it, then you'll move forward in making sure that you put the things necessary and you're taking the necessary actions every single day in order to now create the freedom that you mm-hmm. desire to have in your life. You know, that's what is really, you know, that's what it really is all about.
No.
And that's going to be the very thing that keeps you going. That's going to be the very thing that drives you. That's going to be the very thing that now moves you to action. You know, realizing that if there is no action, nothing is going to manifest. You know, faith without works is dead. So we could believe all day long, but if we don't now get up and fight for the things, understanding that there's going to be some sacrifice, you have to sacrifice. But yet, you know, you sacrifice in order to now get to the gains, because for the sacrifice that is made, there will be a reward. You know, but we have to get up every day and keep going and not focus on the challenges, the issues, because really and truly the mindset that you create
right.
Is going to be the mindset that you manifest.
Right.
And so, you know, when we understand that, then we'll get up and, you know, just fight for the things that we know that we absolutely deserve, you know.
And that's freedom. The thing, people understand it. You say when we understand it, we get up and we fight. And that's the
maybe want it bad enough.
Well, I mean, no, I understand what you're saying, because when you know you go,
right.
when you know you're supposed
when
to
you
go,
know,
right?
Absolutely.
We always say when you know better, you do better, but
right.
that's not always the case, right?
Uh-uh.
So the traction that the action that really creates the traction, guys, is the actually knowing it and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the simple thing. Pam talks about it all the time, flipping the switch. Man, it's
just like it.
It's one of the hardest things for people to do, but it's one of the easiest things also.
Right.
And people
yeah.
make it hard, and that shift, people make it hard because it's not about what they think. It's about what others will think.
Right.
So it's as simple as this. And here's how you put your cash, as they say, not casting your pearls among swine, but here's how you create a fertile environment to create in. Right. Because nobody's going to create it for you. You have to create it for yourself. Right. Because nobody knows what makes you grow but you. Right. So the way you create a fertile environment to grow in is you do the simple things. You make a list of the things that you want to accomplish today. I challenge you guys. Make a list of the things that you want to accomplish
mm-hmm.
today.
Today.
Right. Right now on the West Coast is 9:50. On the East Coast, it's what, 1:50?
12:50.
On the East Coast, Central is 11:50. So you still got half your day at the most extreme, right? You still got half your day left, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
So I challenge you guys to write down the things that you want to do and get accomplished today, right? Make them SMART goals. Make them things that you know you can do today. Ain't don't write down, take over the world. Ain't taking over the world today. Okay, so write down the small things that you need to do that's going to create a good foundation for you to actually create fertile ground. And then here's the traction. Do them. Don't allow anybody to sidetrack you. I'm not talking about a phone call, a text message. I'm not talking about an email. Don't allow somebody to pop up at your house. I'm guys, when I get in my zone, you can text me, call me, pop up at my house, ain't answering the door, right? I'm trying to get something accomplished, right? And you can get mad about that, right? Or you can understand that I'm being intentional.
Intentional.
And probably,
today, right?
Yeah, if you calling and texting me all the time, you know, maybe you need to be intentional, right? Because you got too much time to be talking to me on the phone and calling me and eating up my time, right? Call me, answer. Those of you who know, you call me, I'm going to get, hey, what's up? Let's get this thing going. Let's be intentional. What you got? No, I ain't getting ready to get on the phone with you and just chew the fat. I ain't made it yet. I'm not there yet. I'm not. And intentionally, if that pisses you off, then you're not the fertile ground. I can't use you to fertilize my soil, right? So I challenge you guys today. Write it down and do it. And then at the top, put no excuses.
No
excuses. Oh, well, you know, such and such called me. I got sidetracked. I know that. The fact is, do you know it? Right? So when you know better, you do better.
Absolutely.
And he, this is the, this, these are the actions, guys, that create the traction. And when you start moving, you miraculously leave behind the people that are not. But you're staying still because you want to bring the people with you that aren't ready to move. You can't create a level of freedom like that. It's impossible. God, trust me. I sit around and wait on people, wait, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, no, I can't keep waiting on you. Either you're ready to move and do this thing the way it's supposed to be done, or you're not. There's too many people out there that want freedom, and you're playing with it. So what is it that you want to do right now, that thing that you've always talked about doing? What are the steps that you need to do it? Write them down and get started, right? I hear people all the time say, well, I can't get started yet because, you know, because of this, this, and this. Okay, but what can you get started with,
right?
You want to be a world-renowned singer, right? But you keep saying, I can't get started because I don't have a producer. I don't have a recording studio. I don't have all of these things. You're focusing on the things that you don't have, but not focusing on the things that you do have. You still have the voice, right? You got a whole social media audience that you can sing to. I've seen people do it before, right? It was the whole reason that I started to grind. Right. I knew what God was giving me every day. God was pouring into me and still does, pours into me every morning and every evening. You think I got the philosophies, fam, that I talk about even in my book, right? How I Escaped Corporate America. That book is small. It's about 30 some odd, maybe 40 pages, but it's power packed simply because it gives different strategies in and of what I did. I kept the book around me all the time because I can tell you guys, God will wait until you get on the toilet to give you an idea. And if you don't have something to write it down with or something to put it in with, then guess what? It comes and then it goes. Mm-hmm. So it's the concept of always being ready to receive. If you're always ready to receive, that means you always got something there. These days, it's your phone. For me, it was to carry a little book around with me, right? But these days, you can pull up your notepad, jot it down real quick. Right. You know, you may spend 10, 15 minutes. Your legs may go numb in the bathroom, but stay there. Shake them a little bit. God giving to you. He has no respect to person and no respect to time. Mm-hmm. So when you're getting, when God is giving to you, you got to be open to receive, because right. I promise you, when you walk out of the bathroom, you'll forget it.
Absolutely.
Because God is a right now God.
Right.
So that means you have to take the things that you're being given and apply them to your life. Right then, because he's got a whole entire world full of the church people that he's giving things every single day. Don't miss your opportunity to get free.
Absolutely.
And create.
That's it. And that's
I believe that's the key. I mean, it's the little things that you got to do. It's the little things that you got to do that are in front of you. The little small adjustments. We talked about it on last week's show, Pam. We talked about it's easier to make small adjustments as opposed to making one swooping adjustment in your life. Some of you are saying, well, man, I'm too far behind the curve. It's never too late. You're never too far behind the curve.
Mm-hmm.
If it took you 30 years to get where you are and to get to the level of not having success that you have now, then it's going to be patient with yourself. That song say, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Right. So make sure that you're patient with yourself, that you're asking everybody else to be patient with you, and start doing the little things. Right. And you start going. We talked about this the other day, Pam. We're talking about we were working out yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Right. And we're talking about how the body works, how the body actually you have a layer of fat over your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And your muscles are trying to work their way through. They're pounding through the layers of fat that's there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it took us 30 years, 20 years, 15 years, 10 years to get those layers of fat, but yet we want them to be gone in 7 days.
Right.
We want them to just disappear and all be gone. You want the body of the gods in 7 days. And you're like, why didn't it happen?
And
so
we
you
all
quit.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Give me that body in 7 days. But it don't work like that, okay? No matter how much we want it.
Nope.
You're right. It took time to get yourself in that position, so it's going to take time to get yourself out of it. And that's all about that process, for real. You know, on the way to that freedom, you know, and creating the freedom that we want to create, it's the journey that makes all the difference, right? It's not the destination. It's the journey that makes all the difference. So, therefore, when we understand that, we now embrace the journey and the process, because it's through the process that we really understand who we are. It's through the process that we really find our greatness. It's through the process that we understand for real that we got everything that we need on the inside of us to now manifest and to sprout our wings, you know, like that butterfly, and to get up and to fly every day, and to now for real have the freedom that each and every one of us deserves.
The process doesn't have to be, right, we got to jump off, because the process doesn't have to be, you know, 10 years in a day.
No.
Right? You know, it doesn't have to be that long. You determine the process, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's an amazing thing, guys. But you know,
things that we do, right?
Yes,
we created things
that we do.
Like a lot of things, we can't fault nobody for the situations that we ended up. We created that, but it was part of our process. It's something we had to go through, right? Obviously, but we had to learn at some point. Okay, that enough is enough.
Right. Nike had the best slogan in the world. Mm-hmm. They have the best slogan in the world. Just do it, man.
Just do it.
And that's the hardest part to get people to realize and understand. You know, stop talking about it. Just do it and go through the process, and you determine how long that process is going to be.
Absolutely.
Right? Close this out, Pam.
All right. So, everybody, I just want to say again, thank you for tuning into The Grind. All of our listeners, we appreciate you for always dialing in. If you ever want to dial into the Blog Talk Radio website, then absolutely you can call in. You can also go back and watch these shows, www.blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. And again, we'll see you all back on Friday for another episode at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And so we appreciate you for tuning in to The Grind today. And just remember, freedom ain't free, but you got the opportunity to get up every day and to create and to definitely move forward in the freedom that absolutely each and every one of us deserves. We'll see you back on Friday.
But we love y'all. All right. We'll see y'all on the flip side, man. See y'all on Friday.
Absolutely.
We'll get this music working on Friday. All
right.
God bless y'all, man. Y'all have a great
day.
God
bless you. Love you guys. Bye-bye, everybody.